Hi, I'm Hannah Brasinger, joined by WHQR's Ben Schauchman. And Ben, there is a new Hanover County Commissioners meeting on Monday afternoon. So what is the main agenda item at that meeting?
Sure. So this meeting will see the swearing in of new members. And usually at that meeting, you don't see too much activity. So the major ticket item on there is the Healing Place.
All right. And what's going on there?
So the Healing Place is they're approving the contract and the maximum price. It's a $25.5 million treatment center for men and women for alcohol and drug recovery.
Okay, and I know that the project has hit like kind of a series of roadblocks and controversies. So how is it planning to get past those?
Yeah, so they've been talking about this for some time. If you remember back in, I think, 2016, we first started hearing about this. There was a study that identified Wilmington as one of the hardest hit by the opioid epidemic. But between then and now, there was a long struggle with the city of Wilmington to get a special use permit approved. And there were a lot of people, especially neighboring medical businesses, that were concerned about some security issues with the plan. That actually led to a lawsuit from some of those neighboring businesses that was later dropped. More recently, there's been issues with Trillium.
All right. And what is Trillium's role in all of this specifically?
So Trillium manages health care and mental health care for about 26 counties. And they're sort of in charge of the operation of this treatment center, the Healing Place. And there was sort of a surprise decision earlier this year where they went with a different company instead of Coastal Horizons, which most people know is a local nonprofit. And Coastal Horizons' involvement in this had been seen by a lot of people as reassuring people. It helped it pass through the city of Wilmington's SUP process.
And the last minute switch between Coastal Horizons and this group called the Healing Place from Kentucky was called a bait and switch by Commissioner Jonathan Barfield Jr. So there was a lot of discontent around that, but they did manage to move forward through that. So now the project has been delayed several times because of all of these sort of roadblocks. So if this is approved, we'll see construction start in February of next year, and should wrap by April of 2022.
All right. And I know you mentioned in the swearing of new board members. So what are we going to see there? Like, who are those individuals?
Sure. Yeah, we see newcomers, Republican Bill Rivenbark, who's coming over from halfway through a term on the New Hanover County Board of Education, and Deb Hayes, as well as incumbent Democrat Jonathan Barfield Jr., who begins his fourth term.
All right, WHQR's Ben Schauchman giving me a preview of the New Hanover County Commissioners meeting. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.